What not to do, assuming secular people have no faith commitments. One common mistake in ministry is assuming secular people have no faith commitments. A person may say, I only believe in science. Another may say, religion is just human invention. Someone else may say, I do not need God to be a good person. These statements may sound like the absence of faith, but they often contain deep trust claims. Everyone lives by some account of reality. Everyone has some answer, even if unfinished, to questions like, what is real? What matters? What is wrong with the world? What can save us? What happens when we die? How should we live? A secular person may not call those answers religious, but they still function as ultimate beliefs. Christian leaders should avoid three errors. The first error is ridicule. Do not say, so you worship science, as a cheap shot. That may sound clever, but it usually closes the door. Instead, you might ask, when you say science is your guide, what does science help you understand most clearly? Are there questions where science gives tools but not final meaning? The second error is false agreement. Do not pretend Christianity and secular spirituality are basically the same. If someone says, the universe forgives me, that is not the same as the Father forgiving sinners through Christ. If someone says, my truth is my truth, that is not the same as Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The third error is forcing a debate before trust exists. Some people carry wounds from churches, families, religious pressure, hypocrisy, or spiritual confusion. If the Christian leader rushes to correct everything at once, the conversation may become unsafe or unfruitful. A better posture is calm clarity. You can say, I appreciate how seriously you think about meaning, or it sounds like authenticity matters deeply to you. Or, may I ask what you believe gives human beings their worth? These questions honor the person without surrendering Christian conviction. In chaplaincy, officiant ministry, coaching, pastoral care, and soul center conversations, role clarity matters. You are not there to trap someone. You are not there to diagnose their worldview like a specimen. You are there to serve an image bearer with dignity. Secular and spiritual but not religious people often have deep moral concerns, grief, longing, and hope. Listen for those. Then, when permission and timing are right, bear witness to Christ as the one who meets the deepest human questions with grace and truth.